Chris, tell us about some of the artifacts that you will be bringing with you, this collection in particular, what people will be able to get their hands on, so to speak.
Sure, absolutely. So I mentioned there's a 1576 Magna Carta printed for that time. And we will also have a first English edition of, a first English printing of Machiavelli's The Prince. So, a great world-renowned book about how to attain and maintain power, right? They read it in political science classes all the time and in literature. I mentioned the Thomas Paine Common Sense from 1776.
Yeah.
There's a John Locke, Two Treatises on Government. And Locke is acknowledged by Thomas Jefferson where the idea for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness came from in the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
We'll also have the Book of Enoch, which is exceedingly rare. So we have in our collection the oldest, most complete manuscript, so handwritten, Book of Enoch in the world. This is from about the 1400s, so it's not as old as the Dead Sea Scrolls, which people often connect Enoch to, but it's the complete version of that book. It is part of the Apocrypha, as we've come to know it, the books that appeared between the Old Testament and the New Testament, say, in the first King James Bible. It connects to Noah. Enoch was the great-great-grandson of Cain,
mm-hmm.
and the three times great-grandfather of Noah, according to the history of that.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there something right now that you're looking for that you'd like to add to your collection? Is there something you dream about?
There are definitely. Our wish list is probably about 5 pages of various things. And
but this is fun. It's like a fishing expedition. You're looking for them.
There are times, yeah. So personally, I'll say that I'd like to put a second folio edition of Shakespeare in the collection. We have some versions. But I'd like to get as close to the first edition as I could without totally breaking the bank for what a first folio would cost. There are so many different things. As we grew the list of 100, every time we would go to an exhibition, someone would come up and say, "Oh, I see you've got Adam Smith and Wealth of Nations in this, but do you have David Ricardo? Or do you have Robert Malthus and his Principles of Population?" And oftentimes, my background's in literature. I don't know economics. I don't know poli-sci as well. And so we would find something new. And it's like, oh, yeah, that definitely applies to this conversation. One of the things in our collection, it's going to be on display at the Columbia Club, is a 1522 Marsilius of Padua. It's called Defensor Pacis, or the Defense of Peace. And it was originally written in the 1300s, and from what we understand, it's the first time anyone ever wrote about the separation of church and state. And it's in this piece. It's going to be on display at the Columbia Club, and I think it's one of those wonderful examples to say, like you mentioned democracy early in this conversation, and when I interact with, I'll just say a younger generation, and we have those conversations, sometimes people think that democracy or republics or the idea of separation of church and state somehow magically sprang out of the ground in New England in the 1770s, which is great. I mean, I appreciate all that deference to the founding fathers, but these books represent like a lifelong concerns of humanity. I mean, humans have been struggling with these ideas as long as they've been able to think. It's not 200 years of trying to figure out what a democracy is or what a republic is or what we should do about governing ourselves. We're talking thousands of years. How do we treat people and why? How do we demonstrate that we think that everyone has dignity, and how do we treat them in such a manner to reflect that? This has gone on for thousands of years, right? It didn't just start to be a concern 200 years ago. you know, the United States, in my opinion, is a culmination of those thousands of years of struggle and consideration and debate and conflict and, you know, terrible things along the way to get to a point where it's like, okay, this is where we are right now. And these books help show us how that that timeline developed.
Yeah.
You know, where we came from, how we got to where we are.
Public, again, invited to view, touch some of these documents October 21st at the Columbia Club right here in downtown Indianapolis. Tickets are $35 each. You can go to columbia-club.org. You can also go to theremnanttrust.com to see some of this precious collection.